Bob, this is probably your most political record yet, although you've done a lot of message, but you're not a singer. You were a historical revolutionary. How did you feel about this album?
Well, I feel very strongly about this album, you know, because I do it for the right cause, you know. Bring the unification of all Africans, like Marcus Garvey preached about, you know. So that is what the album is really a deal about, unity.
I understand also that the representatives of the African countries of the United Nations gave you an award.
Yeah.
How did you feel about receiving that award?
Well, you know, receiving the award to me was like, it was nice, it was a nice thing, you know. Really, I get an award from Africa, you know. That's a whole nice thing there, isn't it? Coming from Africa.
Okay, let me put it this way now. The album, as I said, is really political. It's very inspiring. And you brought the flag of the third world out there.
Yeah.
Does it bother you at all that the Western world might feel different about it?
No, it don't worry me, because the people of today know that what we are saying is true. Because, you know, you can buy a book and a book to read about gangsterism. You can buy a book and tell you about Africa. You can buy a book and tell you about Christopher Columbus. So, you know, this record is strictly dealing with the unity of all people, but the African first. Because the way it goes is that God gives the three people a gift. They get to Japheth, which is a white man, the gift of technology. Get to Shem, most of the wealth. Get to the black man, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. So the black man is the man that controls the whole thing about his mind and the whole God business, and that wisdom and knowledge, that wisdom and knowledge and understanding that create the earth from the beginning, that the black man have. Well, the black man now, which is today, we don't call him black man again, call him Rasta man, because black man carry prejudice with it, but Rasta is for all the people. So it's Rasta we are dealing with this trip, you know.
Your album also, especially now with all these problems that's going on, it was very prophetic, especially all the world is in trouble now, all these problems. What kind of inspiration do you get from His Imperial Majesty?
Well, the inspiration from His Majesty is that, you know, the people must unite. Not that in His way, but in His way. Because when you check the whole truth about the whole thing, I mean, for the white man, the China man, the pink man, the blue man, is that His Majesty is Christ. Now you can prove it easy. Which natural man could have keep Ethiopia free till 1974, from 1930, you know, to 1978? No man couldn't do that, but God. You know, and His Majesty of God, and that is what the African have to deal with first. Have to identify himself. I don't know much about Africa in a sense of what African government is in Africa. But my little knowledge that I get is that majority of the African countries, them that is border, you know, like border out and call it Nigeria or Ghana. All of them is foreign ideology and nothing for the African. So the beauty about it now is that we know in today's world, I ask, why God create we when we's nobody? You know, we don't want to be slaves. We must be someone. And that mean, if we someone, the man who create we have to tell me where we is. Well, all him say, obey him. And everything cool. And that's what we is. We is him. You know what I mean? So that's where the whole thing I come from.
Do you have any plans to go to Africa? And
yeah. We have really proper plans for that. You know? But again, it's so tricky because now my running with Africa is I don't want to go to Africa, sell a million record and an English company collect the money. See, I personally don't like that strategy. It's coming like when the Queen is sent Christopher Columbus to capture. So if we go to Africa with this record in the system we're going on now, then spiritually it work, but materially it gone the other way. No, we need it in both spiritual and truth, which is material and spiritual. So it's a very ticklish thing, you know. Ah, you find yourself, because remember, after going through slavery, you come back and sing about it. The white man sell it and make the money off of it. Mark, you know, you're singing about your own oppression. We input you through, and when you sing it and bring it back to him, and him sell it and get the money. I mean, you know, it come in, it kind of hurt. It hurt, you know. It hurt deep.
You know, in a lot of newspapers lately, they have been sort of making a certain connection between reggae music and new wave or punk. Do you see any connections between the two, except for the fact that they both started or they had the same space in England?
I don't see no connection with it in a sense of that big connection, you know. It's just like the offspring of reggae in a sense, because it's reggae influenced them. But even the white man have a right to say, to know that Haile Selassie is God and defend him, you know. So as long as them not defend Rasta, it don't make sense until them defend Rasta. Because I'll do it, it can make sense in a lower level of us everyday thinking. Like how they're rebellious in England, because England maybe they want them youth to be lawyers and doctors and big, you know, the big political thing. But them change and becomes like this punk. So it kind of rock the English monarchy. Why it is hurting them English monarchy?
If you weren't a musician, do you think you'd have been some sort of a freedom fighter?
Yeah, I'd have been a revolutionary. Yeah. Would be the... Yeah. Yeah.
There's the episode about, you know, when you were shot at in Jamaica. What did it make you feel?
So the whole episode about that is that them plan, you see, the whole thing is, the people who planning these things, them is friends. And then now, them stay up so, and plan, pan we down in the ghetto. So as long as them can have the youth fighting against one another, everything is all right. Because them we have the solution. But, so during that time was a very ticklish time, but we still had to take a stance, you know, because if nobody never do anything, it would have weird. Because if I never come with a smile, Jamaica, then politics today in Jamaica would have been just like what it was 3 years ago, 2 years ago, you know. But 1 year ago it changed, because them shoot off a week, the youth eye open wide. Because if no says in them send come shoot after me, I never take no action. Because the only action I could have taken is to go from one side. And that wouldn't be, that is just a trap for me. So we leave it.
In your lifetime, Bob, do you see a Rastafarian holding a high office in Jamaica?
Maybe yes.
Prime Minister of Jamaica.
Yes, we see that if we don't rule Jamaica, we cannot go to Africa and speak of Rastafari. Because where we're coming from, there must be examples set there. That means we know exactly what we're dealing with. So if the government, it's two ways them can do it. Them can run and leave the country and tell a Rasta man, take it. Or them can wait until the big war. Because wherever it go, the black, our people have to be free. You know? And Jamaica, you can't really tell them, so they must be. You see, the whole thing is, them people, you can't tell them must be Russian, Cuban, or American, because them is Rasta. Them take that vow. Them is like when, you know, a man creates something. You know, so everything else will change. But this when create down, you can't change. You see, them Rastas here can't change. Because from 1930, if you count how many Rasta them killed from 1930 to 1979, man, you'll find majority of people who die in the street of Jamaica is Rasta. All accident, everything, Rasta. Some of them are dread, but what I know, the time of the spirit upon the earth. That means if, from the small so till your big so, you're Rasta in this time because the spirit on the earth. You know? So every youth them kill on the street, whether I'm have dreadlocks or wherever I'm is, as long as he's a youth, the Rasta them kill. Because if him grow for mature, him going to be a Rasta. But them try to kill them young, you know? Yeah, it's like kill them before they grow.
A lot of people have a problem understanding reggae. Of, some people say it's a way of life, some people say it's a dance, you know, and sometimes it even bothers me when some groups like 10cc go to Jamaica maybe for a month, you know, and they have that beat, the beat, and they call it reggae. Now, you are responsible in bringing reggae out into this world. As far as you're concerned, really, what is reggae?
Reggae is a vehicle that's used to transmit a message of redemption to the people on earth today. We use it for that. You have an next one and use it for just dance, you know? But we use it for convey the message, because I don't see no other music can carry the message as good as it. It's like a heavy duty machine, you know? Yes. So it's that we use it for.
One thing also that puzzles a lot of us here is that your music has been accepted by predominantly really white people as opposed to the black people.
Yes.
Why is that? When you are talking the same thing that the black people were talking in 19...
Well, it is very good, I would say, because if the white man can get to learn what the black man really is, then he will respect the black man for where the black man is. So, but if we just go on like, then everyone just take everyone for granted and nobody not care. Like, oh, I mean, me personally, me can't be prejudiced. Me can't me not think of life that way, because I figure if you're prejudiced, that means you have a hate. If you have a hate inside of you, you can't be righteous. So the thing is that whoever deal with Rasta, whether you're Chinese, Indian, white man, black man, because you're going to have a lot of black man who is not Rasta, a lot of white people who is not Rasta, a lot of Indian who is not Rasta, you know, a lot of Chinese too. But out of them, you're going to find some that is real. And that's going to be the thing.
Correct me if I'm wrong though, the way I looked at it was that you know, it passed certain phases, you know, during the civil rights, you know, your music is pretty much the same thing what was happening then.
Yeah.
Now it seems to me that here, the fire of the revolution, the fire of change for the better is gone. You know, it's like they have accepted the fact and joined the existing system.
It's a trick, you know. The way them do it is that the first thing them start, you know, is let a black man start a movie. See? When a black man start a movie, plenty youth want to be movie star right away. So, and then, differently, they might make a black man be a mayor. They might make a black man be ambassador. So all of these things, you know, kind of cool off the fire, because people see them say, but nothing's going on. But them is only, them is just a tie, you know, a knot, because not one of them can exist in a way they might deal with. It cannot happen. Them only go there, and that is where it trick the people. That's where it out the fire. Too much guys go bow. And both material instead of really deal with what's going on. And I wonder if them don't know what I'm doing, you know? Because it's easy. You don't have to eat no one. The white man get the gift of technology. He might all right for build whatever he want to build with him technology. The black man get the gift of knowledge, wisdom and understanding. That means when the white man go wrong, the black man must show him, say, that can't work, because it's the black man have that wisdom to know what go on. You understand? And the other man know him have the wealth and the island, all of that as energy. So we really want is that the people want to come together, which it's not easy. You know, it's not very easy. Because to some people belly full. You know, them protest for the system. Them fight for the system because them cool, them belly full. But you have a lot of hungry people now. Where them could have full them belly if them want. Them could have fight for the system and full them belly, but them prefer remain hungry and fight for freedom more than for those giant for those a belly full. You know what I mean? Yeah. That is it.
when you recorded Exodus, you know, you had a few songs that were love songs, human songs, you know.
Yeah.
But the critics didn't allow you to be that, you know. They sort of said that the moment you started to sing love songs, you were sort of almost like selling out, you know.
Well, you know, I use what I'm doing in a very positive way. Because what I did now was that all the records before that I did, no attention was given to it. No attention was given to what I... No attention was given to what I did before until I do Kaya. Then them start say, watch, him do this, him do that, him do that, him do that, him do that. Oh, come do this now. See? So if I just keep on, it wouldn't be so important like today. Guy, you know what I mean? Kaya ease up the whole thing, and then you come with survival now, because you can see. It's really, even from there to everywhere, it's survival. It's really a survival. Yeah.
When the Wailers started, there were the three wise men, one from the east, one from the west, and one from the center.
Yeah.
Are you still in touch with each other? Are you still...
Yeah, we're in touch with each other, you know. But we might have, maybe I call it, differences in teachings of Rastafari. I believe that every house where His Majesty have must be united. Some man believe that only this house right and that one wrong and that one wrong and all the rest wrong. Well, I know that God never make a mistake. So if him have the 12 tribe and him have the Naya Bingi, him have the Ethiopian Orthodox, and him have the RMA and him have this, there must be a man somewhere we can bring all of this thing together. See? So this is what kind of cause a thing, because some people, you know, some Rasta man is more like, some Rasta don't see the work, in a sense of do the work. I personally believe that I must help and do the work. Some man believes that why all of you just left everything to God. No, I don't believe in like that way. I believe in God help those who help themselves. That means if something is going on, I must make a move to change it. You know? So although we is Rasta, but our commitment is not all of us have the right amount of commitment. Some people have individual commitment. You know, we want the whole. We want to get the whole thing together. So, you know, that is what causes the thing.
Is there anything besides, you know, what you're doing musically that you want to do that you haven't done?
Eh?
Is there anything
musically?
No, besides the music, you know, that you want to do that you've done, maybe a film project, you know, which would have the same message as the movies, I mean, the albums.
Yeah, about. Well, we have some idea about them thing, you know, but is that it don't come up fully yet, you know, it don't come right up yet, but we still have the ideas about doing the film spanning thing there. And most people come down and do film, a joke thing. They don't really carry the sense, you know.
I don't really want to bring this into like a gossip kind of a situation, but it really is damaging when there was an article in, I think it was Rolling Stone or somewhere, to the effect that you and Peter Tosh were not really in good terms, sort of like you're competing, although there is a lot of space for everybody. Is there any truth in that?
Well, I don't compete, you know. I don't compete. I don't compete.
You know, you're going to be
the top ranking of the song now that call for the youth in Jamaica, who is the leader of the community as Badman, we call it. Really, during the time of the peace, all of them come together. So today we want to know if them was only joking. Because when you check it now, them say our blood run through. So the blood run through our line. That means from Solomon, that lineage of that blood. And our heart is pure. And the prophets say Rasta coming from a longer time. You know? So it call them, it kinda come up on a man conscience. We ask him when we really are deal with as one of our type of people. Yeah. Ambush state the direct political strategy go off in Jamaica where, and it go off everywhere in the world where politics is concerned, where them saying you go fight your brother. And why you fight him? Not because you truly believe in what you do, but because you want to get some food. Now if you don't fight him, you don't get no food. You know what I mean? So We want to make them know, so we have something, which is Rastafari. So, you know, politics is out. Yeah, you have so much trouble in the world, state, so much trouble, you know. You have Babylon 16 now, is a vampire. Cause plenty of people believe in a vampire in a sense of spiritual vampire. But the only vampire I know about is a system. I call that the vampire.
It's like so bright.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand you are an avid soccer player.
Yeah. I like soccer. Play a lot of soccer.
Do you have any projects, for example, in producing some groups? Or maybe even having your own record?
Well, we have a record in the studio in Jamaica now, you know. 24 track. And we distribute own labels down there. But coming by the international market, it can be done, but it cannot be done. God, it is controlled, you know. We could only do this in Africa. Like, oh, we could only do the real thing in Africa. Because then Africa is African. America run by America gangsters. So everything is controlled.
Africa has a population of 315 million people, and it's really been neglected by the entire world. Now you have really brought, you know, you give us pride, you make us feel very proud, especially as Ethiopians, when we have not really respected His Majesty as much as we have.
Yeah.
And it's really a tremendous
gift
that you
have. It's true, man. His Majesty God, man. His Majesty God Almighty. Prove it in everywhere. Everything. For we the black people in the West, when we speak of Africa, we don't speak of Africa running by our Russians. We love Africa because Africa ruled by black people. And we don't want to go there or live. Better we'll stay in Jamaica. We don't leave Jamaica and go Africa go live and stay in white man law. But you know, it don't make sense. Africa for Africans. Yeah.
It's Pan-African movement started by His Majesty Kwame Nkrumah, the organization of African.
Yeah man, long time fight it bad and unto the people. Because these people must know what I'm dealing with. You know. Because the way it done now is that God not play a game, you know. Him is for real. Him wouldn't just like seven and bring all of them people, just make a kind of a mass movement and just bring people and just change everybody's mind as everybody does. Him just stay the way there, you know. Him say make man a female image, that mean he make man almost like him himself. That means him give him that amount of freedom to take either life or death, you know. So, I know so.
Do you have any maybe thought in the future maybe to record an Ethiopian song in your album?
Yes, I'm trying to write one. See, but what happened now is that I have certain amount of words, like, Legashun, Agirashu, Memeles, Memelegashun, Zenigashwe, Ethiopia Menage, you know, like Ethiopia, what's happening? Can you wipe out 2,000 years of history? You know, a thing like that. 2,000 years of history cannot be wiped away so easily, you know, because that man gets the same confidence. But we want the next verse with Amharic in the lineage, because we want the song for each that men gets to realize people out here know what go on. You know, because we want to ask them if he want to sell out the black people to the Russian. Then him will fight against America. Say, you know. But His Majesty will never join America nor Russia. Although he look closer to America because so much black people in America. So he must closer to America because he having people. You know, just as easy as that. But them can't see it, say, you know. Them want to see it on some whoredom business, sodomism. Like, men get to go married to Russia and curse America. His Majesty, you know that? His Majesty, that, above all of that.
He was the father of Africa, the elder statesman of the entire world. He used to have a lot of problem here, especially when Chief Davis was the chief of police in Los Angeles. Has that changed a little bit for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it changed. I don't hear anything much happening. Change, you know. But I don't pay them no mind, you know. Because the fight, we train already. We are well trained. Because during my time growing up in Jamaica, from I reached 16, 17, from I reached 18, I never stopped running from police till I had 32. You hear me? I never stopped running from police from I was 18 till I become 32. Never stop. Keep running from police every day. So you see, we're well trained. And no police, no wicked like Jamaica police. See? Because when you look upon them, you and them black same way. You and them live on a little island. You know say the queen that we are England. But them want to kill you for the queen. You know? Because all them do is just defend the queen. You know?
That's basically been your story. You
yeah.
Really conquered it all.
Yeah, man, them can't do nothing, man. Them can't do nothing.
I remember the time when, you know, when you had the get up, stand up for you.
See,
you were not even allowed in this country. And now, yesterday I read in the newspaper, you had the best review in America this summer.
Yeah.
All those big, pretty idols of rock didn't do nothing. And yesterday, yeah, yesterday's newspaper.
Yeah.
The best review in the world, so you have really conquered.
Yeah. Overcome. Yeah, man. Tricky. We just want our people to knit together because, see, them can't make the publicity, make them feel like, say, oh, them organized already. Because you have to watch the publicity, you know. There's a lot of war strategy, you know. A lot of diplomatic war strategy. Because them can just give a good write-up and the people just feel at ease. So better them never give a good write-up. Better them say funny things. I make the people wonder if it's true. More than get the people to relax again, you know. That is a strategy. Watch them, man. Tricky, very tricky, you know. Very tricky.
Do you have to make any kind of compromises musically, let's say?
I only compromise for music. No, I totally do what I want to do. In music, you know. Because if it was my record company alone, they would never make it to Kaya. Because them didn't know, say, it was going to bring bad thing. And I didn't know too. Because, you know, even before the record company, they say, Bobby too soft. Can't watch that. There is a people out there. We need this Kaya for bring them to this stage. So if, you know what I mean, it's years we had to do the same type of work. From in Jamaica, we do the road boy and we get everything hot. We have to cool it down ourselves because it's our own people. We build them, we make them settle, and we build them again. You know, just get them frustrated and right out, you know, cool. So if you have to survive and you want to stay, do a thing like Kaya and get the whole thing and start check what happened before Kaya. So everybody have a good idea. So when you jump now and go on again, it's either them is with you or them is not with you. You know what I mean?
understand you're married. Are you married?
No.
Do you have any children?
Yeah. I have a couple of children in Jamaica. But, you know, when I deal with the Western, you see, I can't deal with the Western ways of life. If I must live by law, it must be laws of His Majesty. If it's not the laws of His Majesty, well, I can make my own law. You know what I mean? I don't see. I can't see a guy make law for me. You know, it's either His Majesty law or I can make my own. Because what I know is that all of them other laws that is making is men made them. And I am a man too. You know what I mean? That means I don't think him greater than me.
You've never met His Majesty, have you?
Not really in physical flesh, but spiritually.
Thank you very much, Bob. Next time around when you come, we'll do this again.
Cheer, cheer. Rasta.
Thank you very much.